Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you once again, Lord, to thank you, to praise you, to worship you, Lord, to fellowship also with brothers and sisters. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for the blessing that you bestowed upon us. Now, Lord, as we come to this prayer line, Father, we come to lift up our brothers and sisters. We come to encourage. We come to please you, Lord, and we come to give you all the glory, Father. We thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, as we come, Lord, again, we come to share. We come to testify, come to sing songs, Lord, all these praise and honor, give glory to you, Father. So we just thank you. Now, Lord, we also pray for the brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, touch the hearts of your people and help them, Lord, to come to where they may get some encouragement, where they may have a blessing, Lord, upon them today, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Because truly, Lord Father, on the prayer line, Lord, we can't meet in the church anymore. So, Lord, you got to go places to where you can be encouraged. So, Lord Father, thank you so much for all the blessing that you're bestowing on this prayer line that we can come together and talk of your goodness. So, thank you in the name of Jesus. And we also pray a blessing upon the scriptures, the songs, on the voices that we will be singing and reading and touching in agreement, Lord Father. We just come to give you all the honor and glory and praise. In the name of Jesus, we also, Lord, we can't forget the Holy Spirit, Lord. We need thine Holy Spirit. Shower us tonight, Lord, with thine Holy Spirit, that we may be filled, Lord God, with joy, and that we can come on and not hold back and not let the rocks cry out, so we can be the one to give God the praise. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Now, we're going to begin by allowing Sister LaCole and Amari, Sister Amari. They're going to read from Steps to Christ. And sisters and brothers, if you have anything you want to share, I will open the line that you may give your testimonies and praise to God, because you're not giving it to anybody on the prayer line. Always remember that no praise go to no man, because by God's grace, I don't want no praise. I want my praise to go to God, because I know for one thing, when I was blind, he made me see. When I was naked, he clothed me. All these things God did for me. Because, you know, sisters and brothers, there was one time I was not in Christ as I am today. And I'm not saying I'm the angel, I'm a saint, but I'm saying I'm better in Christ today. So I just thank God for this, for his blessing to be in him. And I'm going to read until the others join. And I'm reading in Steps of Christ. When I say being in Christ, we got to give Christ all that's due to him. It's a growing up into Christ. It's a the change of heart by which we become children of God is in the Bible spoken of as birth. Again, it is compared to the germination of good seed sown by the husbandman. In like manner, those who are just converted to Christ are as newborn babes to grow up to the stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to read just this. And it says, or like the good seed sown in the field, they are to grow up and bring forth fruit. Isaiah says that they shall be called trees of righteousness, they planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 61:3. So from nature, life illustrates are drawn to help us better to understand the mystery truth of spiritual life. And as we speak of this, you know, when I myself was a babe in Christ and I began to read the Bible, little scriptures at a time, and God began to give me a little understanding. And I just want to thank God for that, sisters and brothers, because we don't know nothing. We don't know nothing until Christ teach us. God's grace, when he began to teach us, he said that to follow him. And I just want to give God thanks for that. And I'm going to just read this until my sisters and brothers join me. Or if you want to share, I would ask that you press 1 and your line can begin to open, because everybody come on at one time. And we have abundance all at one time, and it goes into the time of prayer. So I'm going to continue to read. It says, not all the wisdom and skill of men can produce life in the smallest object in nature. It is only through the life which God himself has imparted that either plant or animal can live. So it is only through the life from God that spiritual life is begotten in the heart of men. Partaker of life. Okay, excuse me, I missed one. Unless a man is born from above, he cannot become a partaker of the life which Christ came to give. And that's in John 3:3 margin. So as we look at what the steps of Christ said, we cannot take part of the heavenly kingdom without taking a part in Christ Jesus. And once we take that part and begin to follow him, it says, unless a man is born from above, he cannot become a partaker of life, which is in Christ Jesus. So we have to take up that from God. Okay, brothers and sisters, we have our readers on. So we're going to open the line for our readers, and they will begin. Give me just a second. 225-266, your line is open. And I would like for give me your name.
Yes, this is LaCole.
Amen. Sister LaCole, you're calling from?
Baton Rouge.
Amen, amen. Well, Sister LaCole and Sister Amari will be reading from Steps of Christ, brothers and sisters. And Sister LaCole, you can begin.
Okay, yes, okay.
Prayers have already been done, so you can begin reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Man was originally endowed with noble powers and a well-balanced mind. He was perfect in his being and in harmony with God. His thoughts were pure, his aims holy. But through disobedience, his powers were perverted and selfishness took the place of love. His nature became so weakened through transgression that it was impossible for him in his own strength to resist the power of evil. He was made captive by Satan and would have remained so forever had not God specially interposed. It was the tempter's purpose to thwart the divine plan in man's creation and fill the earth with woe and desolation. And he will point to all this evil as a result of God's work in creating man. In his sinless state, man held joyful communion with him, in whom hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, Colossians 2:3. But after his sin, he could no longer find joy in holiness, and he sought to hide from the presence of God. Such is still the condition of the unrenewed heart. It is not in harmony with God and finds no joy in communion with him. The sinner not be happy in God's presence. The sinner could not be happy in God's presence. He would shrink from the companionship of holy beings. Could he be permitted to enter heaven, it would have no joy for him. For the spirit of unselfish love that reigns there, every heart responding to the heart of infinite love, would touch no understanding chord in his soul. His thoughts, his interests, his motives would be alien to those that actuate the sinless dwellers there. He would be a discordant note in the melody of heaven. Heaven would be to him a place of torture. He will long be hidden from him who is its light and the center of its joy. It is no arbitrary decree on the part of God that excludes the wicked from heaven. They are shut out by their own unfitness for its companionship. The glory of God would be to them a consuming fire. They would welcome destruction that they might be hidden from the face of him who died to redeem them. It is impossible for us of ourselves to escape from the pit of sin in which we were sunken. Our hearts is evil, and we cannot change them. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Job 14:4, the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans 8:7. Education, culture, the exercise of the will, human effort, all have their proper sphere, but here they are powerless. They may produce an outward correctness of behavior, but they cannot change the heart. They cannot purify the springs of life. There must be a power working from within, a new life from above. Before men can be changed from sin to holiness, that power is Christ. His grace alone can be quickened in lifelessness. Quickened the lifeless faculties of the soul and attract it to God, to holiness. The Savior said, except a man be born from above, unless he shall receive a new heart, new desires, purposes, and motives leading to a new life, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3. The idea that it is necessary only to develop the good that exists. Okay, I'm turning the page, page 12. That exists in man by nature is a fatal deception. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. John 3:7. Of Christ it is written, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. There is no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. John 1:4, Acts 4:12. Okay, I'm going to read one more paragraph, and then I'll turn it over to my daughter for her to read the remainder. It is not enough to perceive the loving kindness of God, to see the benevolence, the fatherly tenderness of his character. It is not enough to discern the wisdom and justice of his law, to see that it is founded upon the eternal principle of love. Paul the Apostle saw all this when he exclaimed, I consent unto the law that it is good. The law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. But he added, in the bitterness of his soul, anguish and despair, I am carnal, sold under sin. Romans 7:12-14. He longed for the purity, the righteousness to which in him he was powerless to attain, and cried out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Romans 7:24. That's in the margin. Such is the cry that has gone up from burdened hearts in all lands and in all ages. To all, there is but one answer. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taken away the sin of the world. John 1:29. Please hold.
Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. This is Amari.
Hello. Okay, I'm going to start now. Many are the figures by which the Spirit of God has sought to illustrate this truth and make it plain to those that long to be freed from the burden of guilt. When after his sin is deceiving Ezekiel, Jacob fled from his father's home, he was weighed down with a sense of guilt. Lonely and outcast as he was, separated from all that had made life dear, one thought that above all others pressed upon his soul was the fear that his sin had cut him off from God, that he was forsaken of heaven. In sadness, he lay down to rest on the bare earth. Around him only the lonely hills and above the heavens bright with stars. As he slept, a strange light broke upon his vision. And lo, from the plain on which he lay, vast shadowy spheres seemed to lead upon to the very gates of heaven, and upon them angels of God were passing up and down, while from the glory above, the divine voices were heard in a message of comfort and hope. Thus was made known to Jacob that which met the need and the longing of his soul, a Savior. With joy and gratitude, he saw revealed a way by which he, a sinner, could be restored to communion with God. The mystic ladder of his dream represents Jesus, the only medium of communication between God and man. This is the same figure to which Christ referred in his conversation with Nathanael when he said, Ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. In the apostasy Man alienated himself from God. Earth was cut off from heaven. Across the gulf that lay between, there could be no communion. But through Christ, earth is again linked with heaven. With his own merits, Christ had bridged the gulf which sin had made so that the ministering angels could hold communion with man. Christ connects fallen man in his weakness and helplessness with the source of infinite power. But in vain are men's dreams of progress. In vain all efforts are the uplifting of humanity. If they neglect the one source of hope and help for the fallen race, every good gift and every perfect gift is from God. There is no true excellence of character apart from him. And the only way to God is Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The heart of God yearns over his earthly children with a love stronger than death. In giving of his Son, he has poured out to us all heaven in one gift. The Savior's life and death and intercession, the ministry of angels and the pleading of the Spirit, and the Father working above and through all, the unceasing interest of heaven beings, and all are enlisted in behalf of man's redemption. Oh, let us contemplate the amazing sacrifice that has been made for us. Let us try to appreciate the labor and energy that heaven is expending to reclaim the lost and bring them back to the Father's house. Motives stronger and agencies more powerful could never be brought into operation. The exceeding rewards for right doing and enjoyment of heaven and the society of angels, the communion and love of God and his Son, the elevation and extension of all our powers throughout eternal ages, and are these not mighty incentives and encouragements to urge us to give the heart's loving service to our Creator and Redeemer. And on the other hand, the judgments of God pronounced against sin, the inevitable
retribution,
the degrading of our character, and the final destruction are presented in God's words to warn us against the service of Satan. Shall we not regard the mercy of God? What more could we do? Let us place ourselves in right relation to him who has loved us with amazing love. Let us avail ourselves of the means provided for us that we may be transformed into his likeness and be restored to his fellowship with the ministering angels, to harmony and communion with the Father and the Son.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Amari. Sister Amari,
I have two
things I wanted to share with you. That part where they said that the angels, let me highlight it, from the plains on which he laid vast shadow stairs seems to lead upward to the very gates of heaven, and upon them angels of God were passing up and down. Now, just think of it. Think of a ladder coming from here, from earth, all the way through those skies. Just think about that. Jacob saw that ladder, and that ladder went all the way up to heaven. And you know what? Angels passing in up and down. And you know what? God said that was their ladder. That's its steps we need to take to God. We need to make some steps. We make those steps to God, growing in God. You know, that's what God wants. We have to grow into him. We don't just all of a sudden become a Christ-like person, but the steps you are making towards heaven, and as Jesus has provided that for us, he is our Redeemer. So that's what God says. It's a step you got to take. And that's why this book is called Steps to Christ. And there was another point that I wanted to make, and I didn't highlight it, but I wanted to make this point here. LaCole had read. You see where it says, that's on the other page. It says the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be, because, you know, a carnal mind is a mind that sins. So it's not subject to the law. But God said to be obedient to him, you have to follow his law. And when we follow his law, we don't have no curse upon us. By being disobedient, curse follows those disobedient. And we don't want to have, we don't want to have to suffer. God don't want us to suffer curses. He don't want us to suffer pain. He don't want us to suffer all kind of agony. But to see God said he will keep you in perfect peace if you keep his word. And just one other one, one other one I wanted to share, because the Bible talks about these things, that things are foolishness. Okay, down at the bottom, it says, the natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritual discerned. Now, let me explain. Now, we are in our natural man. You know, the natural man don't understand the spiritual realm of God, because you would have to become spiritual, which means first you got to be able to accept Christ, and then you got to be able, you see, like I said, there's a ladder, and that's why it said in the pages over that ladder, the page Myra read, where you have climbed that ladder, you make some steps towards Christ. And as you make steps towards Christ, well, then on the page before, he said, you are a spiritual man. You're a natural man. A natural man must become spiritual, and spiritual only that you begin to climb that ladder. And as you climb that ladder, God did not call for you to be perfect right away. But he said, be ye therefore perfect, because your Father in heaven is perfect, meaning that he want us to gradually get there. And matter of fact, he said before he comes, he want us there. So God is a God of love. He's not a tyrant. He's not a bully. He's one to have patience. And I thought LaCole had read some that God is long-suffering. I think Brenda going to have that. God is long-suffering. He's patient. And he allow us to go through trials. Because he said he would take care of us as he would take care of his flowers, his lily of the trees, the grass. God takes care of all these things, but he allow us to go through these little trials to purify us. Don't you know to get a perfect diamond? You know what they got to do with that diamond? They got to bring that diamond through the fire. They got to burn that diamond, and that diamond become more and more pure. And so what happened, we go through the fire by trials. Trials is our fire, and God allow us to go through those trials. So always remember, if you're going through a trial, God is allowing you to go through that trial so he can purify you and so you can come to him. He said, why? Why you want to just keep those burdens? Why you want to keep going through this? He said, when if you just give it to me, he said, all your burdens, lay them on me. Because the yoke can be easy upon you. So that's what God means about these things. A spiritual man have to get in the Bible and do spirit and do the word of God, and you become more and more, you study God's word, more and more you pray, and you become more spiritual. And that's how God want to work in your heart. And the more you do that with yourself, let me tell you something, blessing comes.
abundance of blessing comes. So you just have to wait on God, and God will show himself perfectly to you. Because he said he's a man that he cannot lie. God said if you will show and work and allow him to work in your heart and you surrender self to him, you surrender yourself to him, he's going to work perfectly in you. So, yes, thank you, Sister Amari and Sister LaCole, for reading the scriptures because I really appreciate it. Do you all have anything you would like to say? It's nobody but us on here. Don't be shy. Nobody can see you, but you are bringing your experience to the prayer line, and that's how you begin your love for God. So you have anything to say, Sister LaCole or Amari?
No, I do not. Just request prayer for my brother.
Amen. What about you, Sister Amari? I know you have a request.
I just ask that y'all pray for me when I go to college, and I pray that I am on campus this semester. Even though Corona is going on, I still want to be on campus, and I pray that college goes well for me. And just keep praying for me in general, and that's it.
Okay. Now, Mari, you know what you just did? And I'm going to open the line for Sister Power, I believe. You know what you just did? You just gave God a request. And you know what God said? God see your young, tender heart. And God know whether or not you are sincere. And let me tell you something. And when you ask God something and mean it from your heart to keep you protected, keep you safe, he will dispatch angels right away and take care of your need. But you guess what? He said first, he said you must believe and have faith. Oh, that's Lord, help us, Jesus. You must believe and have faith. And if you do that, my daughter, you will gain victory in Christ. And that step, you're going to be cleansed. Always seek to climb that step, because that step is going to give you that protection all through your life. Amen? Amen, brothers and sisters. I'm going to continue on. So thank you once again, Sister Amari and Sister LaCole, for coming on and sharing. God sees your work, and God sees everything. He knows exactly what you need. So thank you. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I ask that you, okay, we have our first caller, press one. We're going to open the line, 985. 985-951. 581, your line is open.
Good evening. Bye. Good evening, brothers and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I just want to give God thanks for his blessing. I want to thank your daughter and granddaughter for that reading, and also for their testimony, asking the Lord, prayer request. Asking the Lord to bless her in our school as she go to college, and also to bless her. And Nicole praying for her brother. And I just want to give God thanks because, you know, he is merciful, he is great, and he is everlasting. So I am just going to sing a song and just also read a passage. Just listen to the word. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washing his blood. This is my story, This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angel descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praise the Lord. Psalms 106, 1 to 3. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty act of the Lord? Who can show forth with all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Here in the reading, Father in heaven, this evening we come, Lord Jesus, to give you thanks and praise, and have that blessed assurance that you are there by our side. Lord, as we gather here in this form there on this prayer line, Sister Leola, Sister Nicole and her daughter, myself and others, dear Lord, we just come to give you the praises that due to you, because you are so good, you are so great. And especially, Lord Jesus, to hear our young people, that they can come and read your word. And Father, see how great you are. Because even that ladder, dear God, that was read a while ago from heaven to earth, and showing how the angels is going up and down. This is the love you want for us, so that we can look upon you where you are now, in the most holy sanctuary in heaven, doing a mighty work with your angels around you. And Lord, this evening we come because we are asking you, Lord, to allow our name to be in that book of life. Father God, help us that we have that blessed assurance that you, our name, will be there. and the blessed assurance that we will be obedient in your word, and the blessed assurance that we will know that this gospel message should go out to the four corners of the world. And you are using us, are asking us, not angel, dear God, because angel are messengers.
Yes,
so you give us a order for us to be obedient, to be on your body, feel that we can go and share your gospel message. And I just want to thank you, dear God, because we know we couldn't do anything on our own. All things work together for good to them that love you. And we know that because we love you, we join here today to praise and to share the goodness of you. So we want to thank you. Lord, we present to you today, dear God, every member on Advent Life Prayer Line, Brother Eudifan and family, Brother Bernard and family, Sister Nicole and our family, Sister Leola and family, Brother Ray, Brother Jarvis, Lord, we present him to your Sister Dixon family, their sister and brother Elder Richardson and their family, Brother Rick and his family, Brother Udi, Brother Eli and family, Mother and Joari and his team, dear God, and all the others. We, you know them, Brother O'Neill, Sister Carlin family, Brother O'Neill and his family, dear Father, Sister Moody and his family, Sister Lovely and his family, Sister Nehomi in Florida and her family, Jahari and her family, Brother Lester and his family, Lord, all those, dear God, there are so many family, Brother, Sister Brenda and Brother John, Lord, all the family, Lord Jesus, you know, Sister Nelda, dear Father, Sister Mary, Lord, all those are our family. So we present them to you tonight. Lord, bless and keep and guide, Lord, and also our speaker, Lord, we present Brother Akeem James. We ask you to cover him under your blood. What more could we ask of you more than give you thanks and praise for everything? We ask you to bless our young people, Lord. We ask you to bless the leadership and the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the crisis that is happening now. We ask you to give us the strength, the faith, the courage that we will able to be, to stand, Lord, in this evil time, and help us to keep our eyes upon you. We just want to thank you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for hoping in my life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for all the prayers that you have lifted up tonight on this prayer line. And brothers and sisters, as we are just to give God praise and give him thanks on this prayer line, it's none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, we need to praise him because he's still interceding for us, brothers and sisters. He's still pleading for us. He's going to plead our case until the end. So let us give him praise tonight on this prayer line. So, Sister Power, thank you for all those prayers and lifting up everyone on this prayer line. So let us open the next line for our brothers and sisters. We have 985-232. Your line is open. And brothers and sisters, just be patient. I will get to the next line and just after this one. Amen. 985-232. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda. I just want to thank the Lord for giving us another day in the land of living. I would like to, I'm lost. Forgive me, Lord. Thank you. Thank y'all. I'm trying to decide what's going on here. I'd like to thank God for giving us another day in the land of living. I'd like to just thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I would like to read a passage. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave him not only to live among men, to bear their sins, to die their sacrifice, He gave him to the fallen faith. Christ was to identify himself with the interest and need of humanity. Excuse me, I'm reading without glasses. That's my problem. Okay, I'm ready now. He who was one with God has linked himself with the children of men by ties that are never to be broken. Jesus is not ashamed to call them brethren. He is our sacrifice, our advocate, our brethren, bearing our human form before the Father's throne. And through eternal ages, one with the race he had redeemed, the Son of Man. And all this that man might be uplift from the ruin of and degradation of sin, that he might reflect the love of God and share the joy of holiness. Amen. So the SC 14:3, the price paid for. Amen. I just want to thank God for these words of that God gave us and to go by, but we thank him that he gave his son for us, because without his son, we wouldn't be here now, and we just wouldn't be anywhere. So we wouldn't even be here to stand and able to pray, talk among another. So we just thank God for all of these words of encouragement and something to go by to study and to thank God for, which he's so sweet to us and better to us than we are to ourselves. So y'all have a blessed day. Brother John is not able to speak. He had to go to the store. So God, I'll pray for him and pray for my family, and just keep me in prayer as I recover from a little sickness I have and extra something. And y'all just keep me in prayer. Amen. It's gonna be over. Hello.
Amen, amen. I can hear you. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for sharing with us. I was on mute. Thank you for letting me know. Amen.
Okay.
Thank the Lord for Sister Brenda for reading. She couldn't hear me because I was on mute. But I wanted to thank God for what Sister Brenda was reading. And as I was sharing with Sister Amari, I was telling her about the Lord. It said, this is his glory. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord, he's merciful, he's gracious, he's long-suffering, he's abundant in goodness, and he is truth. He keepeth mercy for thousands and forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin. And guess what else he says, Amari and others? He is slow to anger and of great kindness because he delighted in mercy. God is so good, brothers and sisters. He loves us. And, when we didn't even know no love, when we didn't even love ourselves, he loved us. And so, we got something to give God thankful. When we wake up in the morning, sister, brother, we don't wake up, just wake up. God wake us up in the morning. He wake us up. So we give him thanks for that. So we're going to go to the next I thought someone else had pressed 1. So, brothers and sisters, if you would like to share, press 1 and your line could be open. And we're just talking of God's goodness because then, brother, he is good. He's good to us. all the time, not, you know, because it's nothing in this world that we get by chance. God allow everything to happen, and I just want to praise him. Always remember that everything that happened is happened because God allowed it, or he used it for a reason. He said he used the foolish things to confound the wise. Don't you know foolish things, God, the foolish things of this world, God used it to confound the wise? He do this, sisters and brothers, because you know what? He is truth and he is God. So we just want to thank him for his goodness. And if we have anyone else that press one, yes, we have 225-315. We're going to open your line. Amen, 225-315. Your line is open.
Hey, this is Sister Nelda. I just want to thank God for everyone on this prayer line because you guys have been the support that I've needed for many months. I've been on here and going through trying to renovate my home to get to the country, and I have a good praise report today that a few days ago I sold my house. It ain't closed yet, but I'm under a contract, and the buyers are anxious to get in the house, and they want to get in less than 30 days. So we have a potential close date for the 24th of July, which could be sooner, and I have an inspection coming on this Wednesday, so I ask a prayer that everything will go well and my home will pass the inspection. And I also want just prayer for me because I've been through so much that I haven't had enough time to spend with the Lord in my prayer life and in my word as much as I would like to because I've worked so many hours and got so little sleep. So, and the last thing is I would like prayer for my son, my adult son, DeJuan Fleming Sr. He's going through a trying time. I actually had text him the number and asked him to call in if he wanted to get prayer, but I don't know if he got the message in time or not. But pray for my son, and I thank everybody. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Nelda, if you don't mind, I was just anxious because you haven't shared it yet, but I shared it on the prayer line at 5 o'clock, and I told him that you're going to come. I thought you was going to be on there, but thank God you came here and you were able to share it yourself. So I was just happy for you, and I shared it. So I thank God that you were able to share because you can speak of everything and some things I may not. So I just thank God for that and praise God that he is able. And I remember when Nelda was going through, brothers and sisters, I told her, I said, Nelda, we just pray. Sister Powell, pray for others. The team, pray for her. The prayer line, pray for her. Let me tell you something. And I say, let me tell you something. What God started, he's going to finish. And all she saw, blessings. She saw all the hope in God when she was in Detroit. And she ended up selling that house. And she just thanked God and praised God for that. And the same with this house, the Lord has showed her. You know, all the trials she went through, brothers and sisters, she came through some things to sell this house. She came through some bumps in the road. And, yes, God has brought it through. So let us just pray for her tonight that he can do the rest. And Sister Carl also, because God is working in her favor also. He knows what y'all have in mind and what you're going to do. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to lift you up in prayer tonight. So, but now, thank you, Sister Nelda, for coming to share with us. And yes, sisters and brothers, please press 1. Come on and share because others are getting that vibe from you, that encouraging from you. Please to press 1, share, because when encouraging is keep going like this, don't you know we're not praising. Sister Leola ain't getting no praise because Leola got to praise God for herself and for God to bless her too. So we praising God on this prayer line, sister. And with your praise, you're going to encourage another brother or sister to pray. I mean, to be encouraged. So press 1 and be encouraged. So we got some more that press 1. So let us open the line for our brothers and sisters. Thank you again, sisters and brothers, for being so patient and pressing 1 and sharing. So, yes, brothers and sisters, we open the line for 857.
505. I'm sorry, Brother Eli. Every time you come on, you fall, and then you come back, so you put yourself last. So your line is open now, Brother Eli. 857, your line is open.
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? I'd like to thank God.
Amen.
God is good. God is faithful. He's awesome. He's the Alpha and Omega. I love God, Sister Miola. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer. Don't forget to pray for me, Sister Miola. Pray for myself. Don't forget to pray for our brother and sister. Pray for Brother Jerry. Lift them up in prayer. Pray for all of them, Sister Miola. Pray for Sister Adelina. My name is Darian A. Lift my Sister Adelina. Brother Sultan. Brother Sultan. Lift up Brother Sultan in prayer. Pray for Brother Jerry. Pray for Sister Jenny. Lift up Sister Jenny in prayer. And Sister Miola, I go say to Brother King James. Brother King James, may God continue to bless you in your message, your ministry. May God continue to guide you. He will protect you, Brother King James. The Lord is good. God is good. God is awesome. He's the Alpha and Omega. And Sister Stephanie, keep your faith in God too, Sister Stephanie. Because Sister Stephanie, God is awesome for you. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Sister Stephanie, make sure you push number one, my sister in Maryland. May God continue to bless you, queridos Mendela. May God bless you all on this Adelaide ministry. And continue to pray for us. So lift us up in prayer, Sister Stephanie. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother, for coming on to share with us. And we hear you. We're going to lift up the brothers and sisters. And we're going to have that prayer a little later. So we're going to open the next line. But we want to thank you, Brother Eli, for always coming to lift up all your friends, your mother, in every prayer. So God is good. So let us open the line for 804-238. Your line is open. Amen.
Amen.
Your line is open.
Yes, hi. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Leola. This is Sister Carla from Virginia. And just giving praise and honor to the Lord for what he have done and what he's doing. Sometimes God does things and we don't know the miracle that he's performing and the things that he's doing on our behalf. On the behalf of our brothers and sisters. So I'm just thanking him, and I'm just praising him for opening doors and praying by tomorrow or this week that I'll have the good news on the offer of the house, if it's going to be an offer that I'll be able to accept. But I'm thanking the Lord. I might have multiple offers. So I'm just thanking the Lord.
Amen.
That everything will work accordingly, and that he is already providing the place for me. And I've been thanking him as a part of my thanking him and praising him for the seller and for the place that he has for me. So I'm having faith and I'm trusting in the Lord, moving by faith. And I'm just talking or speaking the promises of God back to myself. So keep me in prayer. My daughter will be coming on July the 13th. So I'm just thanking the Lord, too. She will be coming down July the 13th. So please keep Amanda in prayer. And as Brother Mozart stated earlier, I don't know if he's on, keep him and his family in prayer because he has to move by August. I think he said the 13th or the 1st of August he has to be out of his place. And he's looking for a job and he's looking for a country home. And just pray for him and his family. And I just like to share John chapter 3, and I'll start at verse 3. And it reads, John chapter 3, verse 3. The Lord answered and said, and this was the Lord talking to Nicodemus. The Lord answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye shall be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So I just thank the Lord for his word. You know, he doesn't mix word, and, you know, people try to trick him with his words and what he's saying and just trying to turn things around and question him, but he gives precise answer saying that we must be born of the Spirit. We're born of the flesh, but we must enter that new birth, that baptism into the Holy Spirit, because spiritual things are spiritual discerned, and the Lord is coming for a Holy Spirit, precious, spiritual, filled, Holy Ghost people at his second coming. So let us get ready and prepare, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Leola.
Thank you, Sister Carla. Thank you for sharing with us today. And as we've been reading also, Sister Carla, about steps to Christ and growing in Christ, all that the Bible tells us, we must be born again, but we got to start believing. We got to have faith. All that is part of being born again. So we thank God for your sharing about being born again in John chapter 3. And I want to share with this. It says, do you ask how am I to abide in Christ? And steps of Christ says, it says, in the same way as you receive him at first, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. And when it says walk ye in him, oh sisters and brothers, we just can't walk in him without studying God's word. We got to study, we got to pray. All these things got to, like Jesus said, walk in him. You know, we got to do what it takes, and that's studying the scriptures and praying, asking God to lead us and help us, because this is the way we get there. And as I was sharing with Amari, you're going to climb the ladder. And by God's grace, we only climbing that ladder through because we can't do nothing of ourselves. So we just thank God for that. And I want to share one more text. And brothers and sisters, I got the message. Brother Akeem will not join us tonight. He said that he's not able tonight. He's still I think taking tests or something. I didn't read it all, but I just know he said he wasn't joining us. Amen. So it says, here again in Steps of Christ, and Jesus said, abide in me. But I'm going to go to the bottom of this word. I mean, in the middle of the paragraph, it says, this rest is not found in inactivity. It says, for in the Savior, in invitation, the promise of rest is united with the call of labor. Take my yoke upon you, and ye shall find rest. Matthew 11:29. The heart that rests most fully upon Christ will be most in labor for him. So we must labor. It's not a work. It's not a rest that we're going to not do anything. We got to do something. So I just thank God for his word and ask the steps to Christ bring out some points, brothers and sisters. So we're going to just begin in prayer because we have requests that has been made. So let us go into prayer, brothers and sisters. Sister Colum, I ask you if you don't mind giving a short prayer. Sister Nelda, I don't know if you want to pray. I'll have a prayer. And even Sister, you know, until the end, until the time comes, we're just going to make this a little prayer. And you, Sister Carla, I'm asking you to pray if you have time. But if you don't have time, dear, it's okay. So I'm opening your line so we can let you do it first so you can be done. Sister Carla,
I'm asking you first if you can do a short prayer, if you can.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray,
please.
Kind and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, Lord. Because of you, Lord, we're able to move around. We're able to have our beings, oh, Lord. We're not sleeping that sleep, Lord, of death, Lord. But our eyes are open, our ears, Father, Lord. And now we open our mouth to give you praise and glory and thanks, Father, for putting breath back into our nostrils so that we can breathe, because it wasn't the alarm clock or the rooster or the birds singing, but it's because of your mercy, because of your grace, because of your love, we woke up this morning anew to give you praise and glory and honor, Lord. Please forgive us of our sins and our trespasses. Mm-hmm. Help us, O kind and loving Father, to overcome those sins that so easily beset us, Lord. It's coming a time, O Lord, that we will be severely tried by the enemy, O Lord, and we must obtain that love, Lord, that perseverance, that strength, that endurance, Father, to overcome and to go through just like you did, Lord. We ask that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you will help us, Lord. Touch us right now. Be with the sick among us. Be with those that are suffering, those that have not accepted you, those that are living, Lord, in unknown places, unforeseen places, where they can have a place to lay their head, but they choose, Lord, otherwise, Father. Touch them right now, because they're not in their right mind, O Lord. Touch them right now. You have made men for your glory, Lord. Forgive us where we have set you ashamed and done perverse thing or go outside of your counsel, O Father. Please help us. Please bless us. Please help the son to return to the father, which is you, the daughters, Lord, to return to their first love, which is you, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to overcome evil, Lord. Help us to overcome, Father, pride, jealousy, anger, short-temperedness, Father, envy, Lord, whatever it is, Lord. Help us to overcome those things so that we can be victorious in you, so that we can be holy, so that we will be called peculiar people, O Lord, people that are set apart for your glory, Lord. Help us to mind the things that we put in our body and the things that we put on our body, Lord, that it will glorify you, Father, that others can look upon us, Lord, and know that there's something different about that person, Lord. We cannot do it within our own strength, Lord. We need your help, Father. We need your guidance. Yes, we need your counsel from your Holy Spirit, O Father, that you will lead us and guide us and teach us and show us and reprove us, Lord, when it's necessary. We thank you for each and every household represented on this line, that you will continue to bless us in the marked way, Lord. We thank you. We just praise you. We glorify. We lift up your name right now, Father, and we thank you ever so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for the prayer. So, and we're going to ask Sister Nelda, and we're going to ask her, Sister Nelda, let's open your line if you can give us a prayer. Sister Nelda, can you hear us? Sister Nelda? Sister Nelda, I'm going to ask her again. Can you hear? Okay, hold on. I think she came on.
I'm here.
Amen, amen. I'm going to ask you, I forgot to ask Sister Carla for a special request for some. I want to ask a special request for Sister Carla. You can pray for Sister Carla. Someone else is going to pray for you and your family. You can pray for Sister Carla and Sister Powell and Sister Brenda. And I pray for Sister Powell had lifted up Brother Eli. So you can pray for those three prayers. And Sister LaCole and Amari, lift them up at this moment, if you don't mind.
Okay. One more time. You asking me to pray for who?
Sister Carla. Sister Powell and Sister LaCole and Sister Mari. And
okay.
Sister Brenda, five prayers. Brenda, Sister okay. Powell, Sister Carla, Amari, and LaCole.
Okay, I am in the store, so you may hear their music going. But
oh, well, you don't have to pray for all those. Just do a general prayer. Just do a general, just a short
okay.
prayer then.
Okay. All right. Dear Lord, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, asking for blessings and mercies. Lord, you know what each and every one of us needs. You know our needs before we even ask, Lord. Before the problem arises, you come up with the solution. So we know that you're going to take care of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you will bless Sister LaCole and Sister Mari and, Lord, Sister Carla and Sister Power, Lord. And if I've missed anyone, Lord, I pray that you would do what needs to be done and honor their request and whatever's going on in their personal life. I believe with Sister Brenda I may have missed. So, Lord, thank you so much for your blessings, and I know that you're going to take care of all of us. And, Lord, forgive us all of our sins, and I pray that you will save us when you come. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, we're going to ask Sister Brenda. Thank you, Sister Nelda, for the prayer. And we're going to ask Sister Brenda, we're going to ask if she could pray. If she, let's open her line. Sister Brenda, are you able to pray? Sister Brenda?
Okay.
I know
okay.
you. Okay. Okay, well, the request is you can pray for Brother Eli. Pray for Brother Eli and Brother Eli's mother. And you know Brother Eli got a whole team. So, Brother Jahari, you can pray for all Brother Eli's prayers.
Okay.
I know Sister Powell have lifted everybody up, but we're going over and we're going to take this time to pray because we don't have a speaker, but
okay.
we can pray. Amen?
Okay. Amen. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come today but I want with nothing. We come to ask you for prayers, blessings. Father God, you know each and every one of us. We are your children. We ask that you bless Brother Eli, his mother, and his family. We ask that you bless his friends, friend Jahari, all that assembles him. Lord, we ask that you touch them, bring them to the prayer line. We ask that you keep them so that they can hear your word and humble themselves. We ask you, Brother Elias, pray daily for them. He wants them to come to the prayer line. He wants them to study your word and lift you up. As we do on the prayer line. Lord, we ask that you continue blessing that being light, everyone that is sick from the beginning of some of this prayer line to the end. We ask that you lift all the members up, bless them, keep them, and keep all us together. We ask that you continue to bless each and everyone. Father God, we need you. We thank you for everything you have been doing for us. We love you. We ask that you continue to lift this world up and make it whole again. We know that you are the top, and we know that you're the one going to put it back together. We know that you're going to make this world better again. We're not worrying about whatever's going on. All we have to do is look to you. And we thank you for your darling son. So we're going to praise you, lift you up, magnify your name, and continue on with the one accord. And we will study the word and praise you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers, Lord Jesus. Okay, and we're going to Sister Powell, I'm going to say a prayer, and then I'll ask Sister Powell to close out in prayer. Just close it out. Heavenly Father, Lord Father, you have heard all these requests, Lord Father, that have been brought to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we call upon you, Father, and make these requests known to you, Lord Father. We just ask that you continue to watch over us tonight and keep us, Lord, while we sleep over tonight, Lord. While we, when we wake up in the morning, let us give you thanks and praise. Oh, Father, we thank you for your blessing that you bestow upon this prayer line, that we can come together, Lord, and worship and praise you and glorify you, Lord, and fellowship, Lord Father, and that the love of God is that be with us, Lord, as we come together, Lord. Father, we thank you, Jesus, because it's nothing of ourselves, Lord, but it's you, Lord Jesus, that call us to come together and to share the word and to read and study together. Father, we praise your name tonight, Lord, because we know that Jesus is in the midst. He said, where there are two or three be gathered there he's in the midst. So thank you, Father, for being in the midst of us and giving us thine Holy Spirit, Lord Father. And we also pray for those that we don't hear from, and I'm asking you to touch their heart, Lord. We lifting up Sister Dixon right now to you, Lord, Brother Rick and Brother Rick's daughter, Lord Father, Brother Richardson, Lord Father, Sister Richardson, and their children, Lord. Oh, Father God, we lift up Sister Carla to you tonight. You know, she say her daughter is coming to join her on the 13th of July, Lord, and Brother Mozart is moving out of his, he has to move out of his apartment. Dear Lord, find him the property, Lord God, that you desire for him to have. And Lord, as for all your children, Lord, put us all in the desire, in your desire, Lord, not something that we want, but what your desire is, Lord, because we know you told Abraham, you go to the land of Canaan where you have prepared for him. And Lord, it was beautiful. You know that land in and out, around about. You know all about that land. So Lord, that is the reason why we say whatever you desire, Lord, because you know the place. So Father, we thank you for all that you will do, and you continually to look after us. In the name of Jesus Christ, as I lift up Sister Power, and when she do pray for all the others, as she do all the time, Lord, we just thank you for our sister, our mother, and our elder, Lord, Father, that you bless her continually, Lord, and her household, her family, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, let us let Sister Power open to the power lineup, and she's going to close us out in prayer. Amen.
Okay. Teach the blessed altar when our hearts slowly bend and we gather to Jesus, our Savior and friend. If we come to him in faith, his protection to share, water bound for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed our offer, blessed our offer, water balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. 'Tis the blessed offer when the Savior draws near with a tender compassion his children to hear. When he tells us we may cast at his feet every care, water bound for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed our offer, blessed our offer, What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be dear. 'Tis the blessed hour of prayer when the tempted and the tried to the Savior who loves them their sorrows confine. With a sympathizing heart, He removes every care. What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed hour of prayer. Blessed hour of prayer. What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. At the blessed hour of prayer, trusting Him we do believe that the blessings we need He'll surely receive. In the fullness of His trust, we shall lose every care. What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. Blessed hour of prayer. Blessed hour of prayer. What a balm for the weary. Oh, how sweet to be there. Oh, what a blessed hour of prayer. Father in heaven, we just come before you, dear Lord, this evening to just give you the praise that we can set aside for us, that we can come here to share our testimony and to present, dear God, our requests to you where you are, and to give you praises and thanks for all the many blessings you have restored upon our children. Lord, we want to thank you for the prayer, Lord, for Sister Leola offered, the prayer that Sister Brenda offered, the prayer that Sister Nelda offered, the prayer that Sister Carla offered. And now, dear Lord, we present all these prayers to you, dear God. We know you are a prayer-answering God. We have been praying daily, minutely, and hourly on behalf of Sister Nelda with our house, Lord, the first offer, and it was turned out. We pray, dear Lord, and this evening we rejoice with her to give thanks and praises for the wonderful work and what you have done in the life of your dear daughter and help that she gets, that now she can look and say, Lord, thank you. You are God and you are our Father, and you answer our prayers. I just want to thank you for that again, Lord. And you said more prayer, more power. And as she's praying for her son, whatsoever he's going through, you know all things, Lord. So we leave that child in your care. Lord, as we lift up our dear sister Carla, offer to you, dear God, she rejoices and give you praises and bring glory to your wonderful name. She's thanking you for what you have done for her, dear God. So we give you praises, Lord, and with our houses, daughter, too, and the offer, Lord Jesus, and she's just praising you. So, Lord, you have it under control. So we leave that in your care, and we just want to thank you for everything and also preparing her for the country, for our country home location. And she knows she has put her trust in you, and she knows you're going to allow her to be victorious. And also praying and giving thanks for her daughter who will be coming down to in July, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you for these praise reports this evening. Lord, Sister Nicole and Sister and her daughter, Maria, it was on the line today. participating, reading the scripture, and giving testimony, Lord Jesus, and asking for prayer. Lord, you answer prayer. We prayed about these things. And Lord, when we see these things happen, we have to give thanks. So, dear Lord, I know Sister Leola heart rejoicing because we pray about it, dear God. And God, you answer our prayer. So we just want to thank you. And we just ask you to continue to, as we lift up Jarvis to you, dear Father God, on the street, we leave him in your care, and also his children we place to you. Father, we also, dear God, want to give you praise for Brother Eli. Brother Eli is giving praises and thanks for each and every one of us, Sister Stephanie, Sister Leola, Sister Carlo, and Brother Yudi, and the whole team, Sister Brenda, and Brother John. He is praying for us. He prays for us, and we just want to thank Brother Eli. And as he prayed for Jahari, dear God, and his team, his mother, himself, Alalina, Lord, and the others, Lord, he pray and he lift them up. And you know their needs and what they need, dear Father God. So we present them for you. And we also pray for Brother Akin James. We know that our dear Brother Akin used to present the message on Sunday, but he is not able to. But we pray for him to continue to give him the strength and keep him, Lord, as he presents the message to the dying world. Lord, pray for myself, Lord. I just want to give you thanks and praise. Never share my praise this port, Lord, but I thank you first. I pray for Sister Brenda, Lord, lifting you up and praising you, reading and praying for us, Lord God, and also Brother John. Father, what a wonderful family you have given unto us. Despite we have not a sermon, Lord, but we can praise you because you are worthy to be praised. We lift up Sister Stephanie, Lord, and her children. Continue to bless and keep. Lord, with my praise report, dear Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, both myself and Sister Leola, Lord, because it couldn't be Sister Powell alone, so I just have to give you praise. And just have to share it with the books, Lord Jesus, that we got. And dear Father, this morning I was able to go and pack them in 3 sets with 1 dozen, 12 sets, and it's on the table. The first one was delivered this evening, dear God, and the individual who took the ministry of healing and also the desire of ages, dear Father, and the step to Christ, you know, Lord. He said, oh, she's going to read them while she's at work, and I know she's going to share, Lord. So I'm asking you to bless them, bless the receiver, the person who receives it, and allow the message to go. So I just want to give you thanks. And Lord, for the others, the names, them are also written in my community that I can share them to the doors of my neighbors and also to friends to do my work, the work that you want me to do to carry out your gospel message. So I just give you the praises, Lord, on behalf of myself and Sister Leola and the others. And I know we are praying and encouraging others to share, Lord, this work and also the message that you have given unto us. So, Lord, we place all these things to you. What more could we say more than give you thanks today? We praise you and we bring honor and glory to you. And as we are going prepared to go to our bed to sleep, we ask you to send your guardian angels around each and every one of us so we have a blessed sleep tonight and that we can focus our mind tomorrow when you wake us up, Lord, and we are in our right mind to give you the praise. So thank you again for hearing. Thank you for answering all these prayers. And, Lord, I just want to give you praises. And you have allowed us that when it comes to time for rest, Lord, you can rest a while with your disciples. Even when you were on your missionary journey, sit down and you rest and your disciples circle around you and they bring all different questions to you. Help us, Lord Jesus, that we will have you as our great priest, great high priest, that we can rest with you, share everything to you, and believe that you are faithful and just to hear us. So we want to thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. And brothers and sisters, and to close out, we will be closing out. I want to close out with this little short reading. It says, it is often said that Jesus wept, but that he was never known to smile. Our Savior was indeed a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, for he opened his heart to all woes of men, but through his life was self-denial and shadow with pain and care. Sisters and brothers, why you think Jesus wept? He was a man of sorrow. And you know what he was sorrow for? Because of our sins. And we did not, and so many didn't accept Jesus. You know, he says so many going to be lost. So, yes, Jesus is sorrow. He came down. What the Bible says, he said, our Savior came down to save that which was lost. So, yes, now he's sad. He's sad because so many denied him. So let us pick up the Bible. Let us study the Bible. And we want to announce this, then, brothers, as we're getting ready to close. We want to announce the great controversy on Monday night. It's 7 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Central time. And it's tomorrow night on Monday night. And please join us. I would like to give you the phone number. It's 701-802-5108. And the PIN number is 7525820#. I hope you have that number. I'm going to say it one more time. The number start with 701-02-5108. Password 7525820#. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining Advent Light Ministry tonight, and may God bless you and keep you. And thank you so much for joining us tonight for listening to this message. Amen. Mm-hmm.